Moses! Moses!
Joshua.
Moses, this is my friend George.
This is a great honor.
And for me? You are not of our people.
No, I'm from far away, but my son was taken by an Egyptian and I have to find him.
That is unfortunate.
There must be something I can do.
Is he your firstborn?
My firstborn son, yes. That's why I've got to find him.
My son to wander the city on this night of all nights would be foolish. There may even be a greater danger. Are you firstborn?
Oh, well, yes, I am.
Then you would be placing yourself at great risk. Once you've stepped outside a house covered by the blood, you have no protection.
Then what am I supposed to do?
You must have faith.
Faith.
Hurry. Darkness is upon us.
Your son is in God's hands.
Where do you think you're going?
Let me go. I have to get out of here.
Make one more move and you won't be going anywhere.
You don't understand. I have to find my father. It's the Passover.
Passover?
When God takes all the firstborn of Egypt.
Bah, another Hebrew trick.
It's no trick. Listen. You think that's a trick? It's happening.
Then the two of us will listen to it happen together. Now, get back in here. I'm sick of this trouble. Plagues, darkness. The Pharaoh should have wiped you Hebrews out ages ago.
Let go.
Hatshepah.
What now?
The prince is ill and wants his boy to bring him something to drink.
His boy is not to be trusted. Send someone else.
He asked for this one specially. Shall I tell the prince that you won't honor his request?
No. Oh, all right. His boy will serve him as requested.
Very good.
You heard him. Take the young Pharaoh something to drink. And don't even think about escaping. There are eyes everywhere.
We have no need to fear, my children, for we are protected by the blood.
What a terrible night.
Oh, no, no. It is the night of deliverance from our bondage. That is why we consecrate this feast to the Lord our God, the great I Am, who has given us his name, the Lamb whose blood protects us from death, the bitter herbs to remind us of our bondage, the unleavened bread as a symbol of the haste in which we leave this land of oppression. Thus saith the Lord, ye shall eat of the feast with a belt about your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Amen.
This day will be a memorial to us. We shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord, a permanent ordinance for us and our children forever. When we come to the land which the Lord will give us, just as he promised, we shall keep this service. And when our children ask, what does this mean, we shall tell them. It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel when he struck the Egyptians.
Amen.
Come, George, you must eat.
I can't. Not with all that going on out there.
I'm sure Jimmy is all right.
I just wish I could be with him. Funny, isn't it? A little while ago, I didn't have any time to be with him, and now it's all I want to do.
You have nothing to fear if you do God's will, George. And neither does your son. That is why we do what we do this night.
Gotta get out of here. Maybe after I take the drink in, I could slip out one of the windows. It's so cold tonight. What is that? It's making my skin crawl. Is someone there? Weird. No question about it. I'm dropping off the drink and getting out of here.
Your Highness, it's me, Jimmy. I have your drink. Your Highness, are you all right? It's locked, Your Highness. Open the door. Your Highness, please. Your Highness, help! Somebody help!
Great Pharaoh, this is the slave who found the prince.
I didn't actually find him, but...
Quiet!
You are the slave from Goshen?
Yes, sir.
What did you see, boy? What did you hear?
Nothing, really. The prince's door was locked, and I heard a weird sound. Really creepy. And then he screamed. That's when I yelled for help.
Scream. Like all the screams I hear throughout the city this night. Except this one was my son. This is the work of Moses, God, of your God, slave from Goshen. I curse him. Do you hear me? I curse your God. Oh, my son. Captain of the guard.
Yes, O great Pharaoh.
Go to Moses and tell him to leave Egypt. Tell him to take whatever he wants, but I want him, his people, their animals, their possessions, and especially their God out of my land.
It shall be done, my Pharaoh.
You know this God. You are not a Hebrew, are you, boy?
No, sir.
I thought not. You are dismissed.
I can go?
Back to your duties, yes. I may have need of you later for the burial of my son.
But my father is in the land of Goshen. You said we were free.
I said the Hebrews are free. And by your own admission, you are not Hebrew. Your place is here, and here you will stay.
To take your possessions and leave this land immediately by order of Pharaoh, supreme ruler of Egypt. Now go before you and your God kill us all.
Did you hear, George? It's a miracle.
Yes, I heard.
Our nightmare is finally over. We are free.
You are free. What about Jimmy? That captain, he's the one who took Jimmy away. I'll ask him.
No, wait, George.
Captain. Captain!
What do you want, scum?
My son. You took him away from me, remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You ordered your men to take my boy from me.
So what?
I need to find him. He belongs with us.
Quit wasting my time. I don't know anything about your boy.
You have to. I want him back.
You will collect what you have, and you will leave this place. And good riddance, I say. The Pharaoh may be in a generous mood, but I am not. Now go!
George! George! I'm sure Jimmy will be in one of the caravans. We'll check them as we go.
And if we don't find him?
Then you and I will come back here and find him ourselves. I swear it. What do you say?
You'd do that?
Yes. On my honor.
It's a very brave offer, Joshua.
Brave? My friend, if God can persuade the Pharaoh to free us, he can do anything.
Come. There is much work to be done. We are on our way to the land flowing with milk and honey.
Hear myself think. Boy, more wine.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, Pharaoh.
Great Pharaoh, we are but humble merchants and businessmen.
Oh, yes, yes, honest men trying to scratch out a living in this hard, hard land.
It has not been easy, but we have managed.
Until now? By freeing the Hebrews, you have destroyed our labor force.
We have no more workers, Pharaoh, no one to build our buildings.
Keep our flocks.
Run our houses.
Engage in trade.
We have no one to keep this land economically fit, O Pharaoh.
Sending away the Hebrews may have set us down the course toward a national bankruptcy.
It was necessary.
Necessary to ruin us financially.
Oh, what have you done? Why would you do this thing?
Their god was too powerful. After only 3 days, have you forgotten?
Their god was too powerful for the mighty Pharaoh?
Alas, then what we have heard is true.
Heard? What have you heard?
That the Pharaoh was frightened by the Hebrews? By Moses?
What must you say to me?
Sire, it is not me, O great one, no, but the people who say these things.
What? What are the people saying?
Only that our land is bankrupt, not only of goods, but of courage as well. These people, these slaves, plundered our treasures, rained plague and pestilence down upon us, killed the great Pharaoh's son, and nothing is done about it.
What do they want me to do?
The people, they speak of revenge, great Pharaoh. They long to see your might and your power, to take revenge for the death of their children, of your child.
It is not too late, O Pharaoh.
Oh, no, no. We have been told that since they left, they have been wandering in the wilderness for 3 days.
Yes, and now they are camped against the Red Sea. They are trapped.
If you marshaled your chariots, you could easily bring them back.
Or destroy them.
That is what the people think of their Pharaoh.
We are but feeble messengers, sire.
They speak, you speak, all nothing but opinions.
Of course, your highness.
Next, the servants will be making suggestions. Well, boy, what do you say?
I say don't go, Pharaoh. You'll lose.
Lose? Lose? I am the mighty Pharaoh of Egypt. I do not lose. By my grace, the Hebrews were allowed to leave, and by my desire, they will be destroyed! Captain of the Guard!
Yes, my Pharaoh.
Call up my chariots! Bring my armor! The people say I'm weak. I will show the people. I will go after the Hebrews, and those I do not drive into the sea, I shall bring back in chains!
But your highness...
Get your things together!
What?
You will attend me on my chariot. By the gods, you are going to witness destruction the world has never seen. I shall wreak such havoc upon these people that when I am through, future generations will not be sure there ever was a Hebrew nation.
Joshua, over here!
George, did you find him?
No, I've walked all over these camps and he's not here. I'm worried, Joshua. He must be back with the Egyptians. We have to go back and get him.
And as I promised, we will. We need only to tell Moses and...
Joshua, sound the alarm! Pharaoh is coming after us. He has brought his entire army. They've come to massacre us! We are doomed!
Which the Lord will accomplish for you this day.
Joshua, look!
Praise be to God. The sea is parted. There's a clear, dry path for us to walk.
And now, men of Israel, go forward into the salvation the Lord has prepared for you.
can't believe this. I'm actually walking in the middle of the Red Sea.
Yes, but it will take us most of the night to get through. And surely Pharaoh's chariots will be upon us by then.
No. Look at the sky behind us.
A pillar of fire blocks their way. Praise the Lord God!
Pharaoh! Go back! Go back!
Silence! This whirlwind will not last forever. I shall crush them yet. Do you hear me, Moses? I shall crush you!
The last of our people are just now coming up the slope to the shore.
What about Jimmy? He's still back with...
Look! The pillar of fire has faded.
The Egyptians will surely catch us now.
Jimmy!
Here come the chariots!
Do not fear! The Lord will fight for you. Hold your peace. The Egyptians you now see, you will never see again.
What is it? Why aren't we moving?
The wheels! The mud! Here! Here!
Mighty Pharaoh! Let us flee from this place, for it is the God of Israel that is fighting against us!
You better listen to him, Pharaoh!
Hey, look! That's Jimmy! There in the lead chariot!
Jimmy! No, George, you mustn't go down there!
George!
George? Jimmy? George?
Huh? Oh, Whit! Where's Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy?
I'm right here, Dad.
Oh, Jimmy.
Dad, people are looking.
I don't care. I've been so worried about you.
I know. I was worried about you, too. Especially during the Passover. I remembered you were the oldest.
Yeah, and you're my firstborn son. I wasn't sure if you were covered or not.
Hey. That's right, I wasn't covered. Then why am I still alive?
Ah, but you were covered, Jimmy. Both of you were.
We were?
Sure. You're both covered under a different blood than the ancient Hebrews. The blood of lambs and bulls was only a type of the perfect sacrifice made by the true lamb, Jesus. It is his blood that you're both under, and it's his blood that saves you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Well, just so we're both safe. Listen, Jimmy, I shouldn't have tried to back out of your birthday celebration. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right, Dad.
No, it isn't. I've had my priorities messed up lately, and, well, with your help, I'll try and get them straightened out. Will you help me?
How?
Well, for starters, would you have lunch with me? I'm starved.
Sure, but what about work, Dad?
No, I'll take care of that. They can get along without me for an afternoon. How long have we been gone, anyway?
Oh, about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? You're kidding. We did all that in 15 minutes?
Sure.
Well, how's that possible?
Well, just one of the wonders of the machine.
Well, in that case, Jimmy, it looks like I'm yours for the rest of the day.
Great.
No, strike that. I'm yours from now on.
Thanks, Dad.
And that's just how an adventure should end.
And when your children say to you, "What does this rite mean?" you shall say, "It is a Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt." Somehow, I don't think Jimmy or George will soon forget the true meaning of the Passover. See, it was designed to bring Hebrew families closer to each other and to God. And even though the rite of the Passover was meant for the Jews, that principle of closeness is something we all can share. I'm glad we have Old Testament stories to remind us of how God protected the children of Israel. And I'm especially glad that, like Whit said, we have a sacrifice too. The best sacrifice. The perfect lamb, Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Phil Lawler and Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.